The defendant, 32-year-old Christopher Leahy Head, has been confined at the Summit County Jail. After his approval of the plea agreement, 3rd District Court Judge Patrick Corum ordered the man's release on Monday. Sheriff deputies reported last month that while the brothers and their families were staying at the Westgate Hotel, an argument broke out between the siblings. The younger Head fired a handgun, striking his 35-year-old brother in the rear. Under the agreement, Head pled guilty to a count of discharge of a firearm and possession of a firearm by a restricted person, both third-degree felonies. 7 other charges, including domestic violence and reckless endangerment, were dropped. Deputy Prosecutor Blake Hills read the formal charges against the defendant.
The facts of the offense are on the date charged. The defendant discharged a firearm in the direction of his brother, and in fact, a shot hit his brother. And the defendant is a restricted person who cannot have firearms based on drug use and possession.
The defense counsel, David Shapiro, said Christopher Head lacked a criminal record and had never been convicted of a felony. The defendant told the court that his brother is his best friend. And as for the victim, who suffered non-life-threatening injuries from the argument, he had asked to meet with the county to help out his younger brother, according to Hills. But Hills said the older brother had since then suffered a catastrophic accident on an ATV and was presently hospitalized with at least one brain injury. The prosecution agreed to lift an order that prohibited Head from contacting witnesses in the case. Hill said at this time they want to leave the no-contact order in place for the older brother, but Judge Corum, talking to Attorney Shapiro and the defendant, said he could change that later given the brother's medical condition.
Do we have any notion? Is he going to recover?
In some form, it sounds like. I spoke with his mother. In some form, he's going to recover, but it sounds like.
Okay. Mr. Head, if for some reason his prognosis worsens, and it looks like he may not make it for some reason, I have no idea what his condition is, please contact Mr. Shapiro, and that's something we could look at. I have no desire to preclude you from seeing your brother under such circumstances.
Because, yeah, my brother's my best friend.
I have no doubt of that, sir. So we will leave the no-contact order in place for the time being with your brother, for the time being. But with the rest of the family, the no-contact order is lifted.
Judge Patrick Corum. Head's sentencing is set for June 24th. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.